Vespa Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff!
I hear the voices, and the voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine of this soul, reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
Hi, Jazzy.
I think somebody's hyper.
I didn't sleep last night.
You know sleep's good for you, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Sleep is the devil's work.
So is working out.
I don't know what you're speaking on that either.
Is that the devil's work, too?
No.
Okay.
What's the devil's work for working out is not bringing cookies. That's the devil's
work. Did you bring cookies to share with the class?
Yes, I've got them right there.
Okay.
I always bring cookies.
Yay, cookies. What kind of cookies?
What do you mean, what kind of cookies?
What?
The only kind of cookies.
What is your favorite kind of cookie?
Fudgios.
Fudgios?
Fudgios. Think of Oreos, but instead of the white creamy center and then the nice, not quite chocolatey biscuit parts, but fudge-based.
Mm-hmm.
It is a da-bomb diggity, as it were. It is so much fun, good, yummy, yummy, yummy goodness. I have been told it's even good to eat with beer. I don't know. I don't drink beer.
Ew.
What?
Cookies and beer?
Sure, why not?
Cookies and beer?
Why the hell not? I can't stand beer, period, but I know people like beer. I love cookies, so I'll eat cookies with anything. I've even eaten cookies with ice cream.
Well, I can understand cookies with ice cream.
And chili.
Okay, that I can't understand.
Dunk it in the meat sauce, you know? Meat, meat, bun, bean, meat, bean. Cookie! Do not question my
mustard?
Answerings. Mustard? No. Mustard is bad. It is the devil's work. Yea, verily, though I say bad things to people and otherwise, and say good things to other people, mustard, it's bad. Period.
Squirrel? Where's the squirrel?
Don't be talking about no squirrels. There are no squirrels here today. The squirrels have the
in
day
the chat
off.
Room. In the chat room, it says squirrel.
Oh, yeah? And you know what I say to that? That's what I say to that. Yo. I should stop doing the gangsta soundy, noisy type talkie-talkies, because that's not me. No.
You don't want to be a gangsta zombie?
Why? I am a zombie.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a gangsta zombie?
Zombies don't need to be gangsta. We are already part of a gang. You know, the biggest gang possible. The zombie gang. You can't get any bigger than that gang. But hey, so, welcome to Wednesday, Jazzy. How's it going?
Oh, school is done. No more school. Till next fall.
No more school?
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to do for the next 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
2 weeks. That's not it. That's all there is to, right? It's the old break you get, right? You don't like get more than 2 weeks off, do you?
No, I get a whole summer off.
Whoa! Like,
if I were to take summer classes, I would get 2 weeks off.
A month? 2 months?
No, I don't start school again until the end of August.
Holy crikey!
Yeah!
That's like, whoa, what the hell? No, I can't do that. That's terrible! Yeah, what Matthew said. Donald Duck what?
Yeah.
I have a suspicion. So I just posted my suspicion. Oh, goody. I was worried about something else because Matthew said, Donald Duck what? And I was like, okay. Because of something EW was playing earlier.
Yeah, Yeah, it's.
Ooh, I don't know what that is. I'm going to leave that alone because that sounds dirty. But we are a clean show here. We don't talk about anything dirty, right? Nothing. We are.
Well, we talk about zombies.
They're clean.
But they have dirt. So then they're dirty.
No, no. No, 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 no. Zombies are probably the cleanest people you'll ever meet. We are very fastidious about stuff. We tend to take extreme care in maintaining a fastidious and clean place. Our bodies are clean because they are our temples. We worship our bodies. We make sure everything is clean. No cooties on us. Some infectious
diseases.
So
zombies take showers?
Why? You don't need to take a shower.
Well, taking showers is how you clean things. Washing things.
No.
Yes.
No. That's how you wash all the good stuff off. That's not good. You know, you got all of these bacteria and viral funguses and stuff. They're all on the outside of the body, cleaning your body, making sure it stays nice and perfect. If you wash all that away, it's like then you start rotting and pieces fall off and you need the duct tape.
Ew.
Yeah, so don't go there. Because it's ew. You don't want to be bound on the ew train. That's like going that way.
Ew.
So, earlier today, I sent out a team of intrepid reporters. Did you hear about that, Jazzy?
I kind of suspected.
They came back with some interesting information. So I decided today's show is going to be about current events. News, in the news. A friend of mine posted on Facebook the other day that all of the Boston bombing things and the Texas fertilizer plant explosion have been overcoming all of the news outlets. And it's like, it's just completely, there's like nothing else going on in the world, which is not true. There's lots of things going
on in
the world.
There's lots going on, but it's like everyone's obsessing over those two events.
I know. And here in Toronto, my hometown where I'm in, because I'm in right now, we have our own little event that occurred recently. The RCMP, who are, for lack of better, and CSIS, and the FBI, and a few other police environment groups, were involved in taking out some bad people who were planning on hijacking a train and sending it into the middle of the city to blow it up and do some other nasty business.
I saw that on the news today.
Oh my gosh, really?
But, see, the thing is, after I was done working out, I was waiting for my dad to get done working so I could drive him home. And CNN was on, and they're talking about the Boston bombings, and little text scrolling down at the bottom of the screen, I saw something about a stop terror plot in Canada. I was like, what?
So it only made it to the leaderboard.
Tell me more about this.
It only made it to the leaderboard. It didn't even make it to the display where they're talking about stuff.
Right.
Oh my
God. Everything still on CNN is Boston bombings. I'm just like, okay, we know about the Boston bombings. It's happened a week ago. And
they're dead, so who cares anymore?
You're still talking about it.
Suspects are all dead now. Who cares now?
Well, one suspect is still alive.
Yeah, but he's in critical condition in a hospital. He ain't going
to
survive.
They can't talk to him right now.
He's not going to survive.
How do you know? They're trying to keep him alive.
But they can't
talk to him right now. So it's like you're telling us the same stuff over and over. Get on with other stuff that's actually going on
in
the world today.
So here was an interesting news piece that I found when I was looking for news today. Did you know? You know where Australia is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what a koala bear is?
They're so cute. I want a koala bear.
Did you know that they are losing the battle with STD chlamydia?
The koala bears are?
The koala bears are.
Wait,
they are dying left, right, and center.
Transmitted diseases?
Yes.
Didn't their mothers teach them about safe sex and production?
Apparently not. Apparently, the koalas are mating like koalas and getting their dirty diggity on, And they have had, what does they say? They say that there have been 300 koala bear deaths in the last year due to chlamydia. The clap, as it were. Wow. I'm not making up this stuff. I wish I could.
How would you come up with this? Like, why would you research something like that? I wonder if koala bears have STDs.
Well, you know, they bring a bunch in, and every once in a while they die, and there's this trend. It's like, whoa, let's find out what's causing them. Oh my god, they're all dying of the clap! We gotta stop this! They're the cutest little things in the country. Therefore, it's what keeps tourism going. We gotta save the koalas! So
put them all in their own little corner and tell them, do not move out of that corner, little koala bear.
Hey, what we should probably do is get koala condoms and say, hey, no glove. Nope. Yeah, glove. Okay, that. Oh, look. Ooh, this is the funniest part. There is that when they catch it, they have a condition dubbed the dirty tail. Because when they go to the bathroom and they get infections and whatever else, it's just, it makes their tail very dirty. So, I thought I'd throw that very important piece of news out because, you know, along with all the rest of the stuff going on in the world, the Boston bombing, everything else, koalas are dying in Australia, man.
Dying. We need to save the koalas in Australia.
We gotta save the koalas. The condoms for down under, yo. As EW just said, minus the yo part.
I was going to say, did he really say yo?
He did not say yo.
I don't think he said yo.
Because I like to say yo. Oh, here's a good news piece. Where did it go? It disappeared on me.
Right there.
There we go. So, Bangladesh. The hubbub of many people. This one is not funny, by the way. Oh. It's not as funny as the koalas. This one was 87 people dead, 1,000 people injured, the whole freaking building just basically collapsed on people.
Oh, yes. CNN talked about that one too.
Really?
And in a little more detail than the Canada one.
So they actually went outside of the US to look at some news.
But it was on the little scroll thing, just like the Canada one.
Oh.
Yeah. It's lame.
Okay.
But from what I read on the little scroll thing, they make clothes for America.
They make clothes for a number of companies.
There was some cracks in the building, and the workers were told to work there anyway. That the building was not safe, and they were told, well, you have to work anyway. We're not going to fix the building.
No, they're saying it just basically collapsed on them when there was no indication, just went pime.
Well, then maybe I was reading something for something else, because, yeah, there was no sound on the TV that I was
watching. Workers discovered a crack in the building on Tuesday, but were asked to return to work on Wednesday, despite concerns. Okay. I see.
So there was a crack in the building.
Hey, man, crack kills.
Say no to crack, people.
Just say no to crack. Oh, apparently they make clothes for Disney as well, and Walmart, and Joe Fresh, which is an underwear company in Canada.
What?
Benetton. Yeah, Joe Fresh is they make stuff. Clothing. I think underwear. Yeah, I think
Joe
they
Fresh,
basically make men's briefs.
Fresh underwear.
Huh?
Joe Fresh, where you need to remember to wear your fresh underwear.
Well, yeah. Hey, Mom always said, if you're going to get into an accident, make sure you're wearing fresh underwear. If you don't want to have skid marks when you know you just went through a skid mark. Because that's just disgusting. Did you know that we're going to be on the disgusting side of the news today? I'm thinking that this is where we're going to be. Well, we might be into some clean, not-so-disgusting,
I'm thinking we're leading that way. I mean, we started out with koala STDs.
Amen. Don't touch
now
that koala.
Now we're talking about skin marks.
Do not touch the koala. It could be infected. You know, there is a solution to all of these problems. And later in the show, I will explain what those solutions are. But
okay.
We're going to go to another news bit. And where did it go? I know it's here. I saw it here.
I think I know your solution already.
No, you don't. You just think you do. Thinking is bad for you. Okay, so now we're going to go to France. You know what's happening in France? What's the big news in France? This is a testing of your current events knowledge. Bum-ba-da-dum!
See, you just sprung the current events on me, and I've been working out for the past
come on.
Summer, so.
News is always happening. It's existing all the time. I even heard about this one before today. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
I don't know.
Think of
French bread.
No, think of gay people.
Okay.
You don't know about this then. You have not heard about this.
A gay parade?
No. France...
Gay marriage?
...voted to legalize gay marriage countrywide.
Yay! Good job, France!
Yay! Clap happy, happy, happy for them, saying, hey, look! Gay people can be friendly type people too now, too! Isn't that cool? Yes. I think the chat room's going to continue staying on the koalas and the clap. Dun-dun-dun-dun, koala in the clap. He came to the moon, then it does know, and took a little nap. Not going there. But, back to the gay marriages. So, France legalized gay marriage. Awesome. That means people can be whatever they want and still be able to be married and stuff like that. However, last night, you always know that there's a however whenever I bring up a news bit, right?
Yeah.
The anti-gay factions, the conservative right-wing people who have obviously their own concerns and series of issues, decided to start rioting. There has been...
Oh, really, people?
I think it's not just because of the gay rights thing. I think a lot of it is France has been this hotbed of social activity for the last little while that's like, hey, we're going to riot, let's party, party. And I think most of it is just it gets instigated by somebody or some group of people. I don't know if you're familiar with the G8 summits there a little while ago. I really got pissed off about it in Canada when the black, what do they call it, the black mass group, the people who go around just stirring up trouble, anarchist groups, causing trouble for no reason whatsoever except to cause trouble, that always bugs the crap out of me. So I suspect that a big bunch of the people in there are just the same sort of baloney. But, yes, so France has been rioting for a little bit, for the last light. We should probably send in some koalas.
Koala loving.
What?
I said koala loving.
Yes, give them some koala loving. Hump, hump, hump. What's that song? Hump, hump, hump. Oh, I don't know. There's a song. I had it in my head. It went away. Went gone. So apparently,
like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, that's Hooray for Boobies is the name of the album. That's oh my goodness, I can't remember the name of the band.
Bloodhound Gang.
Bloodhound Gang. That's it. I like them. Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Do do do. Get it on now, dude. Hey, that fits in well with the koalas.
We should have that be our halftime song.
Maybe one of these days it will be, but I will tell you that today's halftime song is, wait, yeah, that's right, Helly, and that's with Putin in Russia. Today's halftime song does begin with a band name starting with the letter B, so that's good.
Okay.
So, let's move to more animals. China. Let's go to China. Why are we going to China? I like China. China's an
interesting
country.
Panda bears.
No, the panda bears are just... Panda bears are endangered. They're almost all dead.
They're cute.
They are meaner and more vicious than you probably realize. They will take you out with one swipe of the hand. That goes, whoosh! You'll be knocked so far back, you will not even see it coming.
I just watched Kung Fu Panda 2 today.
That doesn't count. However, sticking with the animals, guess what's happening in China right now in the past month?
Well, I just guessed something about pandas, and you're like, no.
Bird flu.
Oh, God.
It's back, and deadlier than ever. And now, they're going to infect the koalas and give everybody happy flu with the clap. And yes, Ellie, and I like the animals too. That song is awesome. So yes, apparently they're saying that the new H7N9 bird flu virus has infected more than 100 people in China, seriously sickening most of them and killing more than 20. Ooh, around the coast of Shanghai. Okay, I'm not going to China anytime soon. Needless to say, I probably wasn't planning on it anyways.
Wash your hands a lot and...
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Don't make out with anyone that has the bird flu.
Or koalas.
Or koalas, yeah.
Very, very important safety tip, everybody. Don't make out with koalas. I have to type that in the chat room to make sure. You know, it's a very important point. Very important. Very, 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 very important point. So yeah, we covered those beats. Any new interesting news that you're aware of there, Jazzy?
Nothing.
How are you
going to
top anything that
koalas.
I've said so far?
Nothing can top the koalas. Why'd you have to break that one out first?
I don't know. It just sort of picked me up the right way, as it were.
Nothing can top that, though.
Oh, I think I can top it.
Okay, top it.
Oh, I got to make sure this doesn't play. Started playing anyways. Can cashew nuts help eradicate poverty in Senegal? They got my nuts! I don't know. That was just something going on.
That's a deep sea diving squirrel.
Squirrels!
Things.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. Those dang dirty squirrels. They're trying to take over. They're trying to take over this country. We can't have that. No, just say no to squirrels. Squirrels
but
are.
They're cute and fuzzy
and tasty on a stick.
Ew.
No, roasted squirrel. You put a little garlic sauce on it. It's like awesome.
I'll pass.
I never tried it myself, but you never know.
Then how can you say it's awesome?
It's meat. Meat is always good with garlic.
You are one weird zombie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a weird zombie.
No, I'm not. I'm actually one of the least weirdest people I know. Think about that for a second.
How can you be people if you're a zombie?
Least weird people that I know.
How many people do you know?
4,500.
Define weird.
Precisely. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
I got a news bit for you. Here we go. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Dead customer. Virgin Media bill goes viral on Facebook.
What?
Apparently, Virgin Media sent a bill to a dead man, which included a fine for his late payment.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead. I don't think he's planning on paying it.
He can't pay it.
I don't think he's planning on paying it, no. I think they're going to say, you know what? Well, sorry. I'd like to, but he's dead. Apparently, the son-in-law shared it on Facebook. It's been shared by 53,000 people. That stuff is funny.
I want to see this bill. I want to see how much it was.
Doesn't say. At least not here. Probably you can find it on Facebook, but I'm not going on there because it just slows down my connection when we're talking online. Oh, no. Matchmaking of airlines. Can't have that. EW just posted in the chat room.
I saw...
Virgin is actually an interesting company. I kind of like them. They're kind of, you know what? We're going to party. You know what else? Oh, we make a mistake. We're going to fix that. So I thought that was amusing. So, Oh, Taiwan reports first bird case. Flu of bird case. That stuff. Bird flu. Ooh, look at this. Ooh, we got some rioting in China right now. What the hell's going on in China? Seriously, what's going on with the people in this world?
Rioting in China? They're rioting because of the bird flu.
No, they're not. They're ethnic cleansing. Uh-huh. So it looks like different groups of Chinese people are fighting other different groups of Chinese people in Xinjiang province. And, yeah, some nastiness there. So, yeah. But, you know what else?
What?
I think it's time to... You know what?
News! Bringing people back from the dead. Can you be dead for 5 hours and then brought back? Well, apparently you can. How to interrogate a suspected terrorist. Shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the head. Wake up. Wake up. Then he's dead. Cosmetic crisis waiting to happen. These are the news bits coming out from the rest of the world. I love this.
Okay, what about how good Facebook is? And a cop ID'd a driver in a New York girl's 1968 hit and run death.
How about Reddit, who apologized for being on such a witch hunt for the Boston bomber guy?
Really?
Yes, they apologized, saying basically, "Oh crap, we didn't realize it was going to be that much of a problem." Let's see, where's the news bit? Because what they were doing was really creating disinformation. See, okay, we'll go back to your bit and then come back to my bit. So Facebook helped to capture somebody who did some bad stuff in 1968. What up? Shoot! Give me some data!
Okay, let me pull it back again.
Oh, you didn't even have it up!
Ugh,
oh my god!
I had it up and then I closed it because you went on to Reddit.
What are you, not a zombie?
No, I'm not a zombie.
Okay, fine. I'll go on to my bit then.
Okay, I have it back up though.
Okay then. Go for it. Get me.
Carol Sadie Ashby's family has spent the past 45 years wondering who was driving the car that fatally struck the 4-year-old girl as she crossed the street in her upstate New York hometown on Halloween night. See, this is why you need to be careful driving through neighborhoods and such on Halloween night, because you never know when a little kid's going to just run into the street. You have to watch the kids, okay?
I don't think Halloween is the only time that that happens.
No, but Halloween's a very big time for people to just randomly cross the street.
Sure, but if little 4-year-old girls are running around on the street at the Halloween time, then their parents need to be slapped.
Their parents should be with them, yes.
Yes.
So it goes on to say, thanks to a retired detective's Facebook post, authorities provided an answer Wednesday. A man who police say misled them when questioned about the girl's death in 1968 and then sat on the street for more than 4 decades. That's crazy, to kill someone and then sit on the street for 4 decades.
What do you mean, hold on, sit on the street for 4 decades? What do you mean by sit on the street? Like he was a homeless guy?
I'm not they don't say that he's a homeless guy, but they say that he sat on the street for more than 4 decades. So, take
creepy
that
much.
As you may. What?
Creepy much?
Yeah. Douglas Parker, 62, of the town of Oswego! Has been identified as the driver of the car that failed to stop after hitting Carolee... The Fulton.
No names, no names, no names, no names.
Huh?
I don't want to know the names.
You don't want to know the
names? No. I don't want to know the names. If I know the names, I have to go hunt them down and eat them.
Well, I'm assuming he's in custody.
That never stopped a zombie before, now did it?
True.
The boats don't even stop him. We will get our people.
Oh, sad.
So, what I have to say to that is all that does is prove the statistical probability effect. Is if you can introduce enough information into enough of a large enough pool of nodes of information, which would be people, you will always find the answer.
Well, look how fast they found the Boston bombers with all the security videotapes that they had, and then how fast they got it. They caught them because of people seeing their faces on Reddit and Facebook and all the social media stuff.
See, now we're going to go to that. Here's where the bad side of that is. First news bit. Hey, he's over there. Where? Over there. Get him. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of, oh, wait, I saw some guy with a black bag. He was 40 feet away from the bomb zone. Oh, I saw a guy with the red bag. He was looking mighty suspicious in that area. the numbers of pictures of people who photoshopped, like faked it, number of people who just randomly put pictures up and stuff was crazy.
Right, and that's where people need to be under control on that part. But considering how fast the authorities and the news stations got the correct people out there amazed me.
I remember seeing one post from a news station that said, the guys have been caught. And everybody had shared this all over the place, and it was wrong. And this was from a news station.
I didn't
station.
See anything like that.
This was from a Fox News station. I think it was Fox. I could be wrong. I don't remember which news station it was. But they broadcast specifically saying, they've been caught. Hoorah! Yeah, yeah! And tons of people shared that. And 5 minutes later was the next news bit that said, no, they're wrong. They picked that up from somebody's Twitter post. This is the problem I have with the news media nowadays. It's not news. It's infotainment. Even the news channels don't call it news anymore. They call it educational informational processing. Infotainment. This is why with CNN and Fox, you get this whole... By the way, I'm going to rant for a bit. Just warning, word up, yo, yo. As it were, flags, sending them up, send them for us. I'm going to rant about this because this actually bugs me a lot. The news media, especially in the States, and I don't want to be dissing on the States, but it happens here in Canada and it happens in the UK as well, but most worst in the States on CNN because they are poopy heads. And they're probably doing it with koalas right now. So what they do is they keep belaboring the point over and 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 over again, feeding the same information. Oh, look, breaking news. We found the piece of paper that was left at the bank teller's place when he took the money and ran. It didn't have anything on it, but we found that. Here's a picture of it. And everybody dwells on this, and it's like everybody's fear and anxiety and the angst and everything is just building to this boiling point that, yeah, okay, now everybody's clapping when they shoot the guy. That was a warranted shooting. I mean, the guy was being a knob, firing off a weapon and whatever else. It was a takedown. It had to happen. But you get all of the public, all behind this whole mass insanity, and it just keeps growing until it hits a head, and then all of a sudden, you get riots sometimes. I mean, the Rodney King thing there, and I'm going to shift gears quite a bit because this is what I do. Rodney King, the whole riots that started in L.A. there. Do you even remember Rodney King there, Jazzy? It's just a note.
Sounds familiar.
It's a note in the history books for you, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was one of those events that could have quite potentially caused quite a bit of mayhem and governmental collapse in the U.S. I was sitting here watching TV. I was paralyzed watching TV. Watching, it's like, holy shit, look at this stuff develop. L.A. basically shut down into a free-for-all crime zone. Everything was just going nuts. And it then broke out and split out to a couple of other cities in Chicago and I think New York. I can't remember which other cities it was, but the whole craziness about the one cop beating on the one black guy, Rodney King, was so wrong. I mean, it's caught on video. It's like, that's just so wrong. But the ensuing playback of all that and the instantaneous transmission of information going on, you get caught up on that. And then it starts becoming this whole big thing that goes around everywhere. And that's both part of the problem and the cool part of information dissemination. I mean, you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you have all of this stuff where everybody's throwing their opinion out, all of a sudden, BAM! And then there's 35,000 other people saying the exact same thing, or sharing the exact same thing. What happens if, like what was going on in France, with the riots about being against all the gay weddings and stuff? It's just, everybody has the right to an opinion, pro and con, against everything. I mean, there's things existing in the world that I like, things existing in the world I don't like. I'm sure there's a few you have, right?
Of course.
But are you going to riot for it?
No.
No. Exactly.
Why would I riot?
I don't know. Some people apparently like to make a lot of noise. I do like making noise.
Just because I don't like what Jim Bob down the street does doesn't mean I'm going to start a riot.
What's Jim Bob doing down the street? Does he got that hammer again?
Yes, he has the hammer again. Oh, my God. Jim Bob, put the hammer down, please.
I have a friend on Facebook who talks every once in a while about her, a neighbor, and thinking that he's some kind of sociopathic serial killer, so they watch out the window and watch what he's doing. It's kind of funny. Because you never know. He could be. You know, what's his face? Who's the guy that they found body parts in his fridge? Ted Bundy? Ted Bundy, I think it was. Yeah. I'm hungry. I feel like a leg. Yum, yum.
Ew.
So, switching gears now. I think we've pretty much mapped out enough news for the evening here. I'm going to move on to...
Can we go back to the koalas?
Well, we will. But I'm going to talk about three movies that I watched this week. Three. I saw three movies this week.
Three movies?
Yeah, you'll want to watch one of them, I think. But the other two, maybe not so much.
I watched one new one this week.
What movie did you watch?
The Host.
Yeah, okay, we're not talking about that right now. We'll talk about that in a second, though. We will give you some time to talk about that because I gotta be fair. Fui. So I saw three, because this is a zombie show. Fuh. I saw Evil Dead.
How was that?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie on its own. To compare it as a remake, I didn't like it as a remake. I liked it as its own horror movie. It was quite full of splattery bits and like ew moments that were I found them fairly predictable. I kind of saw where it was going, but I'm kind of inured to that sort of thing. But the average person watching is going to be, oh my god, I didn't believe they'd do that! And they did that. Yes, friends do let friends eat friends. I don't mind. Hellion just posted in the chat room. But yes, Evil Dead, a nice, good, splattery movie. Lots of, well, it's just one demon. I kind of was very sad that they didn't have some of the things in the movie, like from the originals, like Gondarian demons, Klaatu, Verata, Necktie. They didn't have any of that. But they did have the Rambler, shows up in the very early in the movie. I love that. The chainsaw. Oh, yeah. Chainsaw, yo. Very fun movie. Hellion, oh yeah, your daughter's old enough to go see that. She should go see it. It's very violent. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a good movie to watch. Fun, fun, fun for the whole family. Any comments there, Jazzy? Have you seen the movie Evil Dead?
I have not.
Are you planning on seeing the movie Evil Dead anytime soon? I'm saying this with a big grin on my face, knowing darn well you probably won't.
Probably not, unless someone ties me down and like super glues my eyes open.
Oh, they did that in the movie.
Said that because someone probably will try and do it now.
Yep. Yeah, one of your buddies is going to do that now. Dun 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 dun. Why am I keep doing that? Wait a sec. Is somebody trying to give me coffee? They better not. I don't like coffee. Huh. Apparently Hellion thinks so. So, the other movie I watched, I was surprised that I enjoyed. I didn't think it was going to, but Morgan Freeman was in it, so I usually like anything he's in. Oblivion. Are you familiar with that movie?
I've never heard of that one. Tell me about it.
Dude, it's a Tom Cruise movie. You are not heard of Oblivion?
Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman? Oh, yeah.
See, I'm not a big fan of... Actually, I really don't like Tom Cruise too much. But I have to say that this is the first movie... this would be the second movie that I've actually enjoyed Tom Cruise in.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to really stretch to guess the first one. Come on, chat room. Guess the first movie I really enjoyed Tom Cruise in. By the way, I did not like Risky Business. I thought it was mediocre at best. Show Me the Money. Could not stand that movie.
Top Gun.
Mediocre movie to me.
I'm going to have to go to IMDb and find out what Tom Cruise is in.
Good luck with that. Well, while you're doing that, I will say that it was a very good, solid, strong sci-fi movie. Very Star Trek meets The Matrix meets Road Warrior. Sorry, Mad Max, whatever. So the science was great because I love... See, when movies get science right, I love it because that means that they've actually spent time and effort trying to figure... Hellion just got it. Way to go, Hellion! Woohoo! Minority Report...
What's he win?
He wins my undying friendship. And E.W. Cruz was in Legend. He was the young warrior boy. It's one of his first movies. E.W. now has to fiercely go and look up EMDB.
He was Jack in Legend in 1985.
E.W. is thinking the wrong Legend.
No, E.W., you're thinking I Am Legend, which was Will Smith.
Yes. Now, and Will Smith and his son are going to be in a movie, too, coming up soon. After Earth, which looks really good, too. But Oblivion has strong science, followed by strong story, followed by very good, decent acting, and then it's got a couple of good, wow, I knew there was going to be a twist there, but that was one that caught me off guard, and I enjoyed that. Because when they can catch me off guard, that's a good movie, because that means that they've laid down enough foreshadowing and everything else, like, oh, I know something's coming, I don't know what it is. Whoa, I did not see that. And when it works, it works.
Okay, wait, so that's two movies you've seen.
So that's two movies. Third one is the one that I think you're more likely to go see. However, I could be wrong, because you seem to like the Cruise guy. G.I. Joe He's Retaliation. I saw the G.I. Joe, too.
I never watched the first G.I. Joe.
Don't watch the first one. The first one is a horrible piece of crap, sticked on a crap, and crapped out again by koalas infected with not just the clap, but the clap, the stomp, and the... Oh my God, what the hell was that? G.I. Joe number one is one of the worst. It is actually in my top 10 worst movies of all time, along with Battleship and... I can't remember.
Battlefield Galactica?
No, I like Battlestar Galactica. Battlefield Earth? Yeah, that one. G.I. Joe 1 could not put science in a box and wait for Schrodinger's cat to get out. They couldn't even get the cat to get in the box to be able to get out. It was so bad. You know?
Wait.
The science was horrible.
Cat in box to get out.
Don't worry. It's a scientific theory about Schrodinger's cat. The idea being, the cat, he's left in the box. Box has no holes. You don't know if the cat's alive or if he's dead. And until you know for sure, he's either or neither, or one or the other. You can't prove nor disprove either one because you have no criteria of information to be able to say it's one or the other or this or that. Therefore, he's both alive and dead. Don't worry.
Wow, my head is really, really spinning now.
I'm giving you philosophy discourse and scientific theory at the same time as we talk about movies. G.I. Joe 1, worst scene in the movie. This is the one that really, 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 totally, truly killed it for me. Okay? The bad guy station at the end of the movie, it's underneath the Arctic Pole or whatever, so it's under a big bunch of icebergs and stuff. The ice is falling down and crashing onto the secret base. Ice doesn't go down. It floats. That's what ice does.
Okay, was it ice falling down into water, or was it ice falling down into air? Because ice will fall down in air.
Water.
Okay, water, no, ice does not fall. Water.
It was even, there was explosions up there. Okay, great. Guess what? It's not going to propel a giant stick of ice 3,000 feet down at the speed of... whatever, enough to go and crash, boom, bang, through a secret super base. No! So as you can tell, Hellion, that is correct. The Baroness was very hot. And I miss the fact that she's not in the second movie. So sad. However, I will not ever be able to rant enough about how bad the science was in both Battleship and G.I. Joe 1. Now, that all being said, G.I. Joe 2, Retaliation, I think is its name, was actually a fun movie. We got The Rock. We got... Oh, what's his name? Why can't I remember his name? Come on, people.
I should have just kept
his name?
IMDb up.
Oh, man. Why can't I remember his name? Die Hard guy. Hey, Randy. No, not Dwayne Johnson's name. I'm trying to remember Die Hard guy's name. That's it. Bruce Willis.
Channing Tatum.
I don't like him. He didn't do anything
so
for me.
Cute, though.
The girls were cute, though, too. And the guys who did Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes, they were rock solid. So, G.I. Joe 2 was a fun, enjoyable movie. Science was working. Story was actually quite workable. Not too really crazy stupid. Oh, hey, look, we've got a secret base under the Sahara Desert that's like 500,000 square feet, hectares deep. We got 40 levels of layers of aircraft anti-tanks and stuff and whatever. It's like all that stupid crap. It's an elite fighting force. Cool. Fight scenes were pretty good. The action was pretty good. The dialogue was actually awesome. I enjoyed the movie. It was good. Everybody should watch it. For a reasonable price.
So, I'll watch it because it has Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I kind of figured that would be the reason why you would watch that.
Can't help it.
Uh-huh. So, apparently you saw a movie called The Host.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so you know The Host was also written by the same author as... Do I dare say the name?
Sparkly Vampire Crap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same author as Twilight.
Yep.
So a lot of you guys are not going to watch it.
Well, I had heard that this was supposed to be her good book. I don't know. I haven't tried it, so I can't really comment on whether it's good or bad. I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt and not quite pass judgment on something that I haven't actually perused in any way, shape, or form.
I have not read the book The Host yet, but mm-hmm. I watched the movie first. So I'm probably going to go back and read the book. But, so it's about an alien force that invades Earth and takes over human bodies to learn about Earth and save...
Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
I guess...
The
I've
Triffids.
Never watched that.
The Chrysalis.
These are all movies, by the way, that have been done.
Yeah.
Day of the Triffids.
Are you just going to keep naming off movies?
No, these are all movies based on the same premise.
Okay. So, in the movie, there's a group of humans that have not been taken over by this alien form. And they're trying to survive and just be able to restart out the human form, the human life. And one of them gets invaded by this alien, and then they find a way to coexist with each other in the end. So, I mean, I like the movie. It's very... well thought out, I think, and I don't know. There's no sparkly vampires in it, so...
Well, that's a plus.
That is a plus.
At the very least, what she's done is she's tried to create her own story environment and world and story without making it a big budget blockbuster, hey, everything blows up kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a human interest story. Bunch of people get involved in something, something happens, they go do stuff, they find an answer, it's like, oh, happy ending in the end.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not in a rush to go see this movie.
You're not?
No.
Aww.
No. However, I will watch it probably more likely than I will watch Sparkly Vampire Crap.
Okay. I'll work on you on the host.
Yeah, good luck with that. Not to be confused, by the way.
I'm trying to get you to see Sparkly Vampires.
The Sparkly Vampire movie is never going to happen. I am never going to watch the movie. I tried reading the book, and that was enough for me. It's like, no, sorry. Can't do it, won't do it, wouldn't be prudent. However, by the way, not to confuse people with another movie called The Host. By the way, I think you should watch that movie. It's better. It's a Korean horror movie about this giant squid-like monster that jumps out of the lake and starts eating people.
Eeks?
Yeah! Pantloads of fun!
I hope there's not a giant squid in the lake that I swim in.
Oh, you never know.
No, don't tell me that.
Nessie could be anywhere. So, on another note, though, because I think that's all going to be a wrap-up on our movies for this week. So, we're just going to mention a couple of little quick things. Did you know, Jazzy, and I'm sure you do, because you read the same feeds that I do, most, sort of, kind of, maybe. I don't know, that was maybe my attempt to do a Chewbacca noise. I guess it didn't work out too well. TMV Fiesta Giveaway!
Yes! Participate in it.
Everybody should, whenever they can, whenever they could. I'm not going to start rhyming like Dr. Zeus, but you never know, I might carry a noose. May 6th is the final day to get involved! Go and check out the Facebook page at TMV. And I think it's even saying somewhere down here on the TMV page where to do it. It's right there.
I think it's...
it's on the main page.
On the main page, the home page.
Yes, it's on the home landing page. Go there. Check it out. You could win stuff.
It involves likes on Facebook and posts on tweets.
Like and tweet. Like and tweet. Facebook is my happy meat. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's going to be our slogan for that either. But you've got until May 6th to get in the game, yo. As EW is posting in the chat room, 4 potential winners of some fabulous prizes. That's all I got on that.
That's all?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I could pull out some more. Yo.
So we have Free Pie Night next, right?
Hey!
Hi.
And who's going to be on Free Pie Night tonight?
Wow. I'm, like, blanking on
Come on. You were paying attention to the seminar informational session that I had, too, right? It was 52 minutes of pure information and data that was being pumped into our brains straight to the eye. Jay Leno.
Wait, you mean the... That's right, Jay Leno.
And after the free pie, what do we got?
Mental candy.
And we're doing 80s flashback tonight. Woohoo! And I just wanted to say, everybody in the chat room, thanks for coming by, dropping in, having fun, playing with us as always. You've been here, so you're not dessert, but you could be the main course. Time to roll the end credits.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.